I was relatively young then. I was about 5 years old, but I vividly remember going through that experience. We were about five of us in my family then, five children and two parents. We used to live in the rural areas, the village in the Rift Valley province of Kenya. Those were the longest days I've ever experienced in my life, longest and hottest. We had so little to do. I think it was because they wanted us to keep down the activities, not to lose energy. But food was a big, big problem. We could only access one meal per day. It was pap made out of sorghum, and sometimes we would get a pap made out of corn. But the meals were very few in those days. Thankfully, the government of Kenya and other agencies were able to reach us then to distribute this food to us. But to be very honest, I really felt hungry every single day, despite the fact that I took that small portion of pap every day once. I still felt hungry most of the day.
Now, you know what it feels like to be hungry, and you have been there in Somalia working with the World Vision. Of course, last year there was a famine because of the drought there in the Horn of Africa and in Somalia. So how do you compare the two, your experience and what you've been experiencing in Somalia?
The huge difference is that when I went through that drought experience, there was a way in which well-meaning people would get to us. That is the aid agencies and the government. And I remember we would queue once in 2 weeks' time to get food from a government distribution center, and sometimes we would be directed to a local NGO distribution center. Now, the drought last year in Somalia should be the worst that I've seen, that I've heard of in my lifetime, mainly because I met mothers and children in displacement, and they didn't know when they were going to get food at all. I have never seen that number of malnourished children in my life. I remember being told that my sister was malnourished. I had a younger sister about 2 years old who sadly got malnourished, but not to the level of which I saw in Somalia last year. It really is one of the worst that I've seen because, I mean, there is no support service that is reaching these people in a very timely manner due to lack of logistical routes and insecurity in most parts of Somalia.
How many people would you say are still suffering right now and are still malnourished?
At the moment, we still have 1.5 million people who might join another list of 2.5 million people who are still in need of humanitarian aid. And in terms of children, we know that 332,000 children around the country who are under 5 years of age are malnourished. One of the areas that is greatly at risk at the moment is Dolo. This is a border area of Somalia, close to the Ethiopian border, and it's one of the second largest exit routes for Somalis heading to Ethiopia. The first one is the Dadaab area that is inside Kenya, where refugees are heading to. So that area is currently suffering from a malnutrition rate of 22%. The global acute malnutrition rate there is 22% at the moment. And we are very worried because we had seen a marked improvement from last year's response way into March this year. Unfortunately, those figures are now moving backwards. As you can see, it's 22%.
What is being done right now to prevent the recurring problem of drought from turning into the tragedy of famine in the future?
For World Vision and partnership with other agencies, we are looking at meeting the needs of these vulnerable people for the immediate needs. We are looking at continuously providing nutritious supplements, mainly plum peanuts. It's a paste, peanut-based paste, that is used to feed on malnourished children so that they can regain health. Additionally, we are working towards improving the water and sanitation condition of the displaced people because many of these malnutrition cases recur due to poor state of sanitation and lack of clean drinking water. In the long run, we are looking at sustainable projects, including agriculture, sustainable agriculture, where we are improving their technical skills and supplying them with the farm inputs so that they are able to grow crops and store them for their food needs.